You know, we have so many things to ask. I'd like to relate the beginning with the end.
Yes.
We quite often talk about two theories for the end of this universe.
Yes.
There's the accordion theory that says after expansion, there will be contraction.
Yes.
Like the accordion.
Yes.
And there's the other theory that talks about the ever, you know, ending expansion where things will expand until there's no energy left to allow for this expansion. Where does Islam stand on, you know, the theory for the end of the universe?
Barakallah feek. You see, astronomers are divided today in two groups. One group claims that our universe is an open universe. It will keep on expanding forever, and there is no end for that expansion. The other group say that our universe is a closed universe. This expansion has to come to an end. And once it comes to an end, then gravity will pull everything in the universe into an initial entity very similar to the one from which creation began. And they call this the Big Crunch Theory. And we as Muslims support the Big Crunch Theory, not because science has reached the level of a fact in it, but because there is a notion of it in the Holy Quran, where it reads, يَوْمَ نَطْوِ السَّمَاءِ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. The day will come when we will fold the firmament in exactly the same parallel of folding the pages of a book or a scroll, you roll it. And he says, وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا, a promise upon us. إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ, verily we will do it, you see. And of course, the beauty of things that it says, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ, in exactly the same parallel of the initial creation, will repeat its history again. This is absolutely beautiful, because this is the Big Crunch Theory, that the universe will collapse, goes to an initial point, similar to the one from which creation started, and even at that point, astronomers disagree quite a lot. Some of them say this will be the end of existence, and others say no, it will be expansion followed by contraction, expansion followed by contraction, and so on, until the end of things, because they don't believe in Akhirah. They don't believe in the last day. Only the Quran can solve that question, because in one verse, it tells us that this initial point will expand once more, change into a cloud of smoke, from which another earth will be created and other heavens will be created. And it says, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَحِيدِ الْقَهَارِ. The day will come when the earth will be replaced by another earth, and the heavens of today will be replaced by other heavens, and then there will be the beginning of Akhirah, when everybody will be resurrected, will be held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be eternity, either in paradise forever or in hell forever.
See, that reminds us of a verse in the Holy Quran which says, are you more complex in creation or the heavens?
Yes.
We created them, and then, you know, and then in many places of the Quran, as we read in Surah Ali Imran, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and night are signs for people who reflect.
Yes.
And I always go back to this man who never went to school or university, receiving the revelation with challenging affirmations.
Yes.
You know, usually if there is any doubt that people may ask him questions that he's unable to answer, it will not be in this challenging way, but it came challenging all the people of science, people of knowledge, and thank God that we have people like yourself, Dr. Zaghloul, who is always traveling the world